Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine, reporting live from the Brian and Kruber Studios. Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 86, currently 66, partly cloudy skies at Parkville.
Hi, D!
That was good. What's up, man? How you feeling on this Get Right Wednesday?
Feeling good, D. Got some beauty rest last night. I'm ready to get to it. We got big brothers, big sisters coming in the building this morning.
Yes, they are looking for more mentors in the community and even some more littles, so we'll dive into that. Your TMG is going down at your 23s, and singer Maya talks about society's norms around women getting married and having kids, and even Clifton Powell, the actor, is telling y'all he's sick of y'all.
Uh-oh. Your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. My hips got a little oil in through them.
Hey, give me some oil.
Hump it out, come on.
Hump it out, hump it out, hump it out. Hump it out.
Is it real or is it a distraction? Is it something that brings meaning and fulfillment to your life, or is it just cheap filler? Does it nourish your spirit, or does it merely pass the time? Does it bring about an improvement in your world, or does it simply appear impressive? Some choices, activities, experiences are far more worthwhile than others. In every situation, you can zero in on what matters and engage yourself with that. Your time and your life are too precious and miraculous to waste on anything less. The opportunity of each moment is too valuable to cover up with junk. You have the good fortune to be able to escape many regrets before they're ever brought to life. Take advantage of your best judgment and seek the most worthwhile choices. The way you spend the hours of each day becomes the way you live your life. Do what you know will bring value and fulfillment, and live it well. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:22 on your time, it's a high of 86, currently 66, and KC Moe. Comedian Marlon Wayans shares the work behind White Chicks and all that it took, and if a sequel is even being considered.
Oh, hold on, my bad, D. There we go.
White Chicks 2.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen. All that makeup. Listen.
Yeah, how was that?
Sam, terrible. 7 hours of makeup. I want to do Black Man the movie. I don't want to spend 7 hours doing nothing. So after work, we were still there taking the makeup off. That took an hour. So we'd sleep 3 hours and then come back the next day and be in makeup. And that's how we got White Chicks done.
Wow. And they also were producing it, so he was mentioning the fact that it wasn't just them acting, but literally the call times, all the other things that they had to do because of their involvement. And I'm sure that was just a lot of sleepless nights.
Yeah, sounded like a big old headache. Was it worth the trouble at the end of the day, though? I guess. I don't know.
People still talk about it. It's not a movie that I want to continue to watch. But it is still one of those movies that's, you know, it's just like, it's kind of looked at as to be one of those classics.
I say, if it's played on VH1 and MTV and all that ad nauseum, then you done probably did a good job.
Yeah, just like Baby Boy, but I don't know about that either. That's up in the air. Talking about acting a little bit more, actor Clifton Powell, he's fed up with people treating him a certain way for some of the roles that he's played, just like movies like Women, Thou Art Loose.
Let me say this. A lot of times people judge you and they don't have the whole story. I was in a store a couple of weeks ago. I don't want my kids to meet him because he don't do nothing but play and killing women in every movie. I'm like, dude, have you seen me play Martin Luther King? I just did a pastor last week on BMF. Do your research. I'm a character actor.
Okay. I love Clifton Powell. His characters, they be
sketch.
They do.
Like, he do be like,
He's played several roles
where it may, anytime I think of him, I think of him doing something inappropriate.
And I've seen Woman Thou Art Loose, which, good movie, by the way, that if you ain't seen it, it's very powerful. His character was despicable in that movie.
Exactly.
He played Chauncey on Minister Society. Mm-hmm. Bro, he done played in so many roles over the years. And yeah, As an actor, you pick those things.
Well, he was saying that in that he did not pick it, and he already, I guess, had agreed to some stuff before he read the script and things were given to him. So he's saying that he didn't pick that. He just was given those roles, but still.
Pinky on next Friday.
You still, I mean, you know, it is what it is, but there have been people that's been going around and he's taking pictures in real life and they're like, ain't you the man that did this and that? And he's like, yo,
that's been going on with him for like 15 years. I remember 2010, it was a video or something like that. Somebody rolling up on him like, man, I done played more people. So, yeah. I don't know. That's
something with people.
Something as an actor, though, like that, that's not fair to them.
Yeah, but you do have to consider roles, which is why some actors try to switch it up as much as possible so people don't label them a certain way.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams. Y'all know what it is. Yay!
Hot 103 Jams and St. James Church, KC present the Loads of Love Laundry Products Drive. We're collecting laundry products for local school laundry programs and students in need. Pull up to Walmart in Raytown. That's going down next Saturday the 20th. From noon to 4 p.m. and donate detergent, softener, bleach, or laundry bags. Together, KC, we can make sure every student can stay fresh and confident one load at a time. D, new congressional districts are one step closer to reality after the Missouri House of Representatives passed HB 1 yesterday. The bill, which passed by a 90-65 margin, now goes to the Missouri Senate for debate. House members gave the redistricting bill initial approval in an 89-63 vote on Monday, and Governor Keogh called an extraordinary or special session of the legislature last month to pass both proposals. Now, what does this mean for Kansas City? Not really sure yet on the surface, but Democrats believe that newly proposed congressional map is designed to make it easier for Republicans to beat U.S. Representative Emanuel Cleaver, Democrat from Jackson County, of course, our former mayor here in KC in the 2026 election in those midterms. And the proposed map splits Kansas City into three congressional districts instead of the two in which it currently sits. Here's Representative Cleaver discussing this more.
Historically, truth has been the line of demarcation or the Mason-Dixon line, whatever, that separated the black community from the non-black community. Over the years, people of goodwill have sought to erase that line. The Kansas City, Missouri School District moved on truth. And even though it's not where it should be, it's better than it used to be, and we're still moving. I want people to understand what just happened. The Missouri General Assembly just went back to 1955 because the line for the 5th District on the west side is truth.
So that divide line is real, has always been real. It's never been a figment of our imagination. And now, you know, more than ever, everything is becoming a reality with truths actually becoming, are you going to the black side or are you going to the white side?
Yeah, and the representation that matters too of who's representing you with that whole redistricting is a big concern. So we'll make sure we keep our ears to that and, you know, See what happens when it goes to Senate.
This is Jocelyn Monroe of the Kansas City Current, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. KC, baby.
Shout out to all the cousins in our Hustle and Shine text line. We appreciate so much of our cousins. Shout out to Rich Harris. Always, Rich, you always be in the comments. We love and appreciate you.
What's up, Rich?
He wanted to send us a shout out and saying thank you to us too on behalf of KC. We appreciate you,
Big
Rich.
Love.
And then also shout out to Nicole and her husband, Andrew Redmond.
Yeah.
She said, you are the best husband ever. And that was sent over from your wife and your kids. Happy birthday to little sis Shamika. Your dirty 30 is today. Happy birthday, cuz. That was sent from your brother, Jermaine. Happy birthday also to Auntie Tanya Mack. Hope you are having a great birthday.
Uh-huh.
Amy Westbrook, DJ Fast Eddie. Hope you are all having a great hump day. And then also, shout out to the Boys and Girls Club. They will be hosting a grand opening of their new AT&T Connected Learning Center today at 3 p.m. at the Thornberry location. Major shout out to them. That center will provide free access to digital resources, including high-speed internet, Wi-Fi, and Dell computers. The Thornberry unit is one of 25 awarded centers this year. So shout out to them. I'll be DJing that event.
Hey,
super excited for it.
I love that, D. Also, it's World Suicide Prevention Day, y'all. Every 40 seconds, someone takes their own life, according to the World Health Organization. Today, we remember those affected by suicide and raise awareness. If you or someone you know is struggling with suicidal thoughts, call or text the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988. Once again, if somebody needs some help, 988 is the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And suicide is a major public health challenge, D. Claiming the lives of more than 720,000 people every year, man.
Yeah.
And the theme for World Suicide Prevention Day is changing the narrative on suicide. And this theme calls on us to challenge harmful myths, reduce stigma, and foster open, compassionate conversations about suicide. And it's about shifting the silence and misunderstanding to openness, empathy, and support, creating environments where people feel able to speak up and seek help. So it also calls for driving systematic change, suicide prevention, and mental health to be a priority in public policy, mm-hmm. urging governments and institutions to take action. So each life lost, D, has profound social, emotional, and economic consequences, deeply affecting friends, mm-hmm. family, workplaces, entire communities around the world. So anybody struggling with suicide or you know somebody going through that, man, we are praying for you and we cheering for you and we're wishing you the best. And again, text the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. If you know somebody who needs help or if you need help, it's 988. Text or call that, man. We just want to show love to everybody going through it today mm-hmm. on World Suicide Prevention Day, man. Hustle and Shine in the morning. We got love for you, cousin.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
722, high of 84. Currently, it is 63, cloudy skies in Independence. Russell Wilson sparks debate online as he puts his wife, Sierra, on the spot during an open Q&A asking when they gonna pop out another one.
When is Cinco coming?
Babe, that is such a private conversation.
There's been a running joke online where everybody's like, hey, when's Cinco coming? Because this, of course, will be their fifth child. People online are like, do y'all think Russell is doing too much?
Nope.
Or is he just madly in love with his wife?
Do your thing, Russell. I ain't mad at you, dog.
Yeah.
Especially when you got Sierra. Look, they got money. They going to have time soon. This is Russell Wilson's career is fastly winding down. He finna have plenty of time to go out and play with Lil Future and his little brothers and sisters. So
yeah.
I salute Russell Wilson for being an outstanding, well, we see on the surface he's an outstanding father.
Yeah. Yeah.
So salute to
love
him.
That.
Man.
Yeah, I love that for both of them. And that's that married people business. Like, let them do that. As long as they both are consenting to that, let them do it.
D, you on deck.
I'm not too sure what that means.
It's married life. You
married life.
I'm
glad you mentioned that, because let's switch to the next topic. I'm cool, but singer Maya sits down with Melissa Ford and talks society norms placed on women around kids and marriage.
It hasn't been a focal point for me, and this is what it looks like. I'm very happy with myself, but that also required me to strip a lot of things that are expected of me on a specific timeline for the society that we grew up in to have. Yeah. I'm talking about marriage, I'm talking about kids, and if you don't have it, something's wrong with you, right? But did I desire it? No, not with what I've witnessed.
And so we've had this conversation on the show several different times where it's people are online, at least when it's women of certain age, they say, oh, you should be doing this. Why you ain't did that yet? What's wrong with you? And people should just live their life and do what feels good for them, because I don't think you should place and tell people they need to have kids and if that's not what they want to do. Because then we get in a cycle of people not parenting their kids and taking care of kids, which we see every day.
I think women been ignoring that for the past 30, 40 years.
Which part?
Ignoring, like, people telling them, oh, you need to have kids, you need to do this, you need to do that. I've been hearing women be like, you know, flip people off and and keep it moving. Yeah. Like, who was you talking to? I can do what I want to do.
Right.
So, yeah, man, look, don't listen to nobody. Do what you feel like is best for you. A lot of people be asking me why I don't have kids yet. There's several reasons for that. That's something too personal that you shouldn't even be asking nobody yet anyway.
Yeah, just respect people's boundaries, and if they do or don't, let them do them.
Amen.
Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Girl, move. Girl, you girl. All these girls. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, Hustle and Shine, baby. Listen to Hustle and Shine in the morning right now. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. You know what you're listening to. Hot 103 Jam.
D, we gearing up for 913 Day this Saturday, September 13th. In September 2020, Ernest Jackson, Samuel Lockridge, and Kenan McLean work with the UG to get a proclamation designed for 913 Day. On 913 Day, we celebrate all things great in the dot, baby. Shop, eat, visit historical sites, and support the 913 community. You know we got you, KCK, on Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Now, this next organization that we have on the show is very near and dear to my heart. When I first moved to Kansas City, graduated and all that good stuff, I had to start my career, and Big Brothers Big Sisters gave me that start as I started as a brand ambassador. But today, they are celebrating 60 years at Big Brothers Big Sisters Kansas City, and we have brand ambassador and former Voice of Potential and former Little Sean Mitchell on the show to tell us about the need. Sean, how you feeling?
Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm feeling great. I've listened to the show for a long time, so I'm excited to be here.
Appreciate you, man.
Yep.
What are some of the things that Big Brothers and Big Sisters can offer mentors who come in and trying to help out a little bit?
I think the biggest thing that we offer all of our mentors is just resources and an opportunity to kind of grow in their own life and any questions they might have throughout their match. You know, they have a dedicated match support specialist whose job it is to help answer those questions. And then, again, back to just really harping on those resources, really anything that they need throughout that match. We try to keep the program as free to low cost as possible, and we don't want any financial stress on those volunteers. So anything they need, we do our best to get it for them.
And I love Big Brothers because it's about the mentorship, and it does take a village. Like, it literally does. Not just people that are blood related to you, and you've been a little for 11 years before you became a brand ambassador. Could you talk to how that impacted you and your upbringing?
Absolutely. I think it just, ultimately for my job, it just helped, you know, with my voice and speaking into that mission. But with my life, it was everything. I met my big brother Charles when I was 9 years old, and it was just immediate, right? Our connection was immediate, and it was so positive, and there was so much just growth in those early years, and I was really able to turn around and kind of fix where I was in life, because I'll be honest, I wasn't the best child, and my mom, there were days where she just didn't know what to do. So I feel like it was the best opportunity for me to kind of grow and see what being a man is supposed to be.
All right. I love that.
This morning, we're talking about Big Brothers Big Sisters Kansas City celebrating 60 years in the town, you said?
60 years, yeah. It's exciting. Our diamond anniversary.
That's what's up, man.
That's big. Mentorship is so important. We talk about it here on the show, especially the fact that representation matters. And I know there's a need. Shout out to you all first, though, because you all have almost 1,000 matches in the community, which is already big. But I know there's still a need for more of our adults out in the community to be be that mentor. Could you talk to that a little bit?
Yeah, so we serve 6 counties, Jackson, Johnson, Wyandotte, Clay, Cass, and Platte County. So any of those counties, if you have that call to action, you wanna get involved in the communities, you know, help the life of a young one in this community, just inquire. Any social media you guys are on, we're on. You can also go to our website, bbbskc.org, and apply through there. Great opportunity to kind of just get in touch with the city and give back.
What would be like a typical day with a mentor? Let's say, you know, I got in my 9 to 5. I'm going to work right now. But are there specific times that you have to meet or specific days?
Yeah, so we ask that our bigs meet with the littles 2 to 3 times a month with a max of like once a week. But we really ask that you just incorporate them with your everyday schedule. So if you're, you know, heading home after you get off your 9 to 5, you got to stop by Costco and you know you can swing by, pick your little up, maybe grab some ice cream on the way and just chat with them. A lot of these kids just want to get out of the house and talk to somebody that, you know, wants to hear them and cares about their opinion, mm-hmm. cares about their voice. And you know, we never ask that you have to do something super flashy, but just treat them as if you treat, you know, your best friend.
Yeah. Including them in your everyday activities is important. Like, they just want to hang out with you.
Beat them up in Madden a little bit.
Hey, if that's cool. Now, my big never did any of that, but I can see how that could be a possibility.
See, he think he going to win in Madden. I don't think he can even beat me, so I don't know.
D, I'm willing. I will beat you blindfold.
You would
playing
not.
Madden.
You
okay?
Would not.
Stop it. Look.
Every single activity we've done, guess what?
I don't beat you
won.
In Connect Four.
Oh, you're lying.
I beat you in
you
racing
go,
on my
you
birthday.
You gonna lie like that?
You let a 40-year-old beat you in racing.
We have this on footage. You're crazy for lying like that.
See, and this is how a perfect big brothers, big sisters, yep. You know, kind of conversation with the mentors mm-hmm. would kind of be, you know?
Absolutely. Go to bbskc.org. Sean, thank you so much for stopping by. Hustle yeah. and Shine anymore. We appreciate you.
Thank you guys for having me.
Big love.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or a phrase that you may or may not be able to use in the workplace.
Okay.
Today's word or phrase is simple. It is out of pocket. Yeah, baby. Out of pocket. Not meaning when you go to the doctor and your insurance don't cover, you got to pay out of pocket. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about something that is wild. Out of pocket means to behave out of character. This could be you acting unhinged, out of line, or making inappropriate or uncalled for remarks.
You feel me?
Just maybe doing something that's like, oh, that is out of pocket. Who that in the back? Have you heard people use that, B?
Oh, 100%. Towards me.
Yeah, you be out of pocket.
Yeah, baby.
What I be doing?
You don't be out of pocket, though. Out of pocket is, like, really, like, crazy. Like, that's really dramatic.
Ew.
But, you know, even maybe it's that one uncle that maybe oh, you Lord. Bring somebody around the family or even that aunt that just starts to ask, who that? Who's that? Y'all doing this? Y'all, like, you're being out of pocket right now. Like, why are you in my business, auntie? Uncle. Or that uncle that maybe some men, you know, men maybe have experiences where you bring a lady around the family and your uncle.
You don't know what you're doing with that right there, boy.
Yeah, your uncle starts shooting his shot when you go outside and you done left you done left her alone in the kitchen with Uncle Charles.
Stop.
Hey.
Now he over there flashing that Social Security check. She gone.
You got the D.
But he was out of pocket for that.
Or how you be out of pocket.
When do I be out of pocket?
When you like to brag on those sides from St. Louis, and you like to, you know, you like
the,
you like
the sides that you text me and ask to bring back.
I did.
Good country eating.
It's good.
I know you're not talking about that fried rice.
I am.
Yeah, that's not out of pocket.
You can't.
You are out of pocket for the last break where you lied.
What I lied about?
You
what?
You lied.
About what?
Now that's good eating
that
right there.
You beat me in a race. That was a lie.
I did.
You have never beat me in a race.
We got a photo finish.
We
okay.
have footage.
And you stop.
I didn't stop. I stopped because I won.
No.
I passed the tree.
We going to put this up.
You out of pocket, Unc. But yeah, use that today. Tell somebody they out of pocket because I promise you they're going to do something that is just literally, why would you do that? Why would you say that? They out of pocket for that.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:24 on your time. It's a high of 84. Currently 66. Partly cloudy skies at Hogan Prep. Cardi B sits down on the Jennifer Hudson Show and talks about even wanting more kids.
Do you think you're going to have more kids?
Yes.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Aw.
Yes, it's like the more kids you have, the less of a possibility you go to like a home. One of them is going to wipe my butt. One of them is going to wipe my butt.
Really?
You know, I give her the fact that she literally knows how to be a personality. Like, she's a full-on entertainer in that mode of joking and all of that stuff.
Ow.
But, you know, that probably is a concern when you do have kids of, when you get to that point, that's why you need to treat your kids right. Because when you start hitting that 60 and that 70, baby.
All right. So Mama Hustle, matter. Mama Hustle, I know she be tapping in and from St. Louis.
Always.
You hear what she talking about, right? So if you look, if you need an extra child or somebody to depend on, I got you, Mama.
Why
Hustle,
would she need that? You don't need multiple kids. You just need to treat your kids right.
I don't know if you're doing my your job all the way right.
My mama treated me so well. Like, when I tell you my life was, it's just so many things even now that comes out. I love my mama, and I'm the only kid. So, you know.
It's two of them now. You got me.
Okay.
Mama Hustle, I'm in there. We good.
Please.
What?
I'm not used to sharing. I am.
No.
Okay. And I like
but
that.
But you know what we call that? Being self-aware. You're childish. You're childish. You know, my mama said that to me the other day. She was like, "You're the little sister Brian never had." That's what she said. And I was like, you know what? That is a perfect way to explain our relationship.
Duh.
And I love that.
I do too.
Yeah.
Well, love you, D.
Treat your kids right so that when you hit them later stages of your life, they'll treat you right.
Duh.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Virgo season. Happy birthday to those modest, reliable, and intelligent Virgos.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to actor and director. Happy birthday to Clark Johnson. A big happy birthday to ballet dancer and one of Kansas City's very own, Misty Copeland. Sending a happy birthday to Grammy Award winning rapper and actor. Happy birthday to Big Daddy Kane. And last but not least, a happy heavenly birthday to musician, record producer, known for his role in funk, soul, and jazz. Happy heavenly birthday to the godfather of neo soul, Roy Ayers.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Sending birthday love to Victor Caballero, Morg Butler, and Jason Stewart Sr. Happy birthday, Brianna Haynes, Laura Thornton, and Danae Banks. Happy birthday, Shyla Michelle, Markeisha Rangel, and Ashley Kelsey. Happy birthday, Tanya Mack and Ian Donaldson. Plus, sending birthday love to JR, Welton Roy Lejeune Jr., and everybody else born on September 10th. Happy birthday, Virgo. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
It's Shanika.
Hey, Shanika.
Hey.
All right, Shanika. What's your check engine light looking like?
Well, it's looking good. The gas light was
bad.
No.
Oh, the gas light is on. Okay, yeah. Well, you better head on over to that Quick Trip ASAP.
Stop and shop and stop and go, whatever. All right, cousin, we got a chance to hook you up with 2 tickets to go see Music Soul Child and get your name qualified to win $1,000 in free fall cash. But you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. Tell me you ready.
I'm ready.
Does it just feel so right? I don't want to waste no time. If I had to choose, I know I'm going to always choose to be with you. Because girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know? So beautiful. I want to give all my love to you, girl. Not just tonight, the rest of your life. I want to give
all my love to you, girl. Hey! Okay, that sounds like a nice little interlude right there.
Right, you low-key almost gave us a spoken word version. I like that, though, cousin.
Thank you.
No problem. You getting those 2 tickets and your name is qualified for $1,000 in free fall cash. Cousin, who you going to take with you, though, to the concert this Saturday?
My boo.
Getting windows steamy.
Yikes. Don't do that. The police going to come knocking on that glass, and then you're going to end up on the Kansas City Discover page. Let's not do that.
All right, cousin, go ahead, tell the town what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hot 103 Jam, Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Making that real money.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Are you wondering if you should use your medical insurance or pay privately for therapeutic, psychiatric, or psychological services? First of all, investing in your mental health is amazing. Now let's share a few pros and cons of paying privately for services versus using insurance from Michael Seeley Counseling. Using insurance can save you money and vet therapists for you. The downside includes less privacy due to insurance audits, and your treatment plan and diagnosis may be viewed in the process. Paying privately may be more expensive, but it does not require a diagnosis, but it can offer you a great return on your investment and more privacy. You may also be eligible for insurance reimbursement, and some private pay therapists may have a specialty that can fit your specific needs. So choose which therapist and method of payment is right for you. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya. Hustle and shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams.